bagiku cinta. Tak harus terungkap, biarlah hati diam-diam suka. Bagiku cinta tak harus dipaksakan, kalau jodoh pasti bertemu. Cinta itu kita, cinta itu bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama, cinta itu indah, cinta itu percaya. Bila kita, cinta itu bahagia.
Today's Music Corner presents a beautiful Keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Abadi yang ku petik untuknya. Listener, here is quote of the day. The national independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the big and the main goal. And that is a quote by Sutan Syahrir. Listener, Sutan Syahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia. Sutan Syahrir is known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and a thinker with a crucial role in the struggle for independence. Sutan Syahrir is one of the founding fathers who has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. And listener, that's quote of the day. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still staying tuned to Indonesia Today. And earlier we were talking about the MSMEs. Now we talk about the state-owned enterprises. Because according to the Minister of Law, Supratman Andi Adgas, he affirmed that the state-owned enterprises that Indonesia has are strategic national assets that play a crucial role in the national economic development. As quoted by antaranews.com, apparently, according to him, SOEs or the state-owned enterprises must continue to transform into professional, efficient, and globally competitive businesses by restructuring, reorganizing, consolidating, and refocusing to become leaner and to become more focused while providing added value. And the minister also highlighted the need for SOEs to practice good corporate governance, develop high-quality human resources with integrity and a global outlook, and also foster continuous innovation and technological mastery to boost productivity.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya demi nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya.
Ah, ah, ah,
oh. Kau membebaskanku dan
ah, 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 ah,
bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Aku rasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkilah-kilah. hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku, karena erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku, karena erat kau memeluk aku. Kau suka padaku, karena erat kau aku.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sendiri aku menghitung hari.
Carlos Andin with Indahnya Dunia Are. How pretty the world is. And imagine the prettiness of the world is not only visual, but it is available on so many levels. For example, from your ears. In this world, we have a lot of music and different languages that adds to the beauty of the world. And to make sure that the languages are preserved really well, the Bali Provincial Government is set to host the 7th Balinese Language Month from February 1st to the 28th, aka for the whole month in February. And apparently they are aiming to engage more young individuals. And the head of the Bali Cultural Office, Igede Arya Sugiarte, stated that this year's event would primarily leverage digital content to present the Balinese language in a simpler and more accessible way. And probably for the people who are visiting Bali, it doesn't hurt anyone to learn the local language, not only Indonesian, but also the Balinese language. And who knows, you will get more interesting experience while coming to Indonesia by learning the traditional languages.
Kata di benakku sambil berdendang ku coba tuliskan lagu ceritakan tentang indah wajahmu. Hayalanku pun menari-nari ku bayangkan jika kau ada di sini menulis dan bernyanyi bersamaku. Menulis kisah tentang kau dan aku. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku, ku kan kembali bersamamu. Bersamamu. Ku ingat saat kau tersenyum menggenggam tanganku waktu hujan turun. Betapa ku rindukan saat itu. Dan bila suatu hari nanti ku kan pergi lagi untuk mengejar mimpi, kan ku simpan senyummu dalam hati. Untuk bekal ku bermimpi di malam hari. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Dan semua rasa rinduku kepadamu, ku kuatkan hati jalani hidup di sini, tenangkan jiwamu ku pastikan kembali bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Love.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Sampai tua, dia yang terang bersinar di antara bara. Dia adalah petunjuk dalam diriku bahwa dia murni pelengkap hidup paling paripurna. Jika dia hip hop, aku fans berat dirinya. Dia adalah fungsi, aku adalah rima. Aku kan isi kina karena cukup dia.
Di hidupku dialah surga, bagiku dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia. Dialah bintang bagiku anugerah terindah. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia.
Ku foto idola, dia inspirasi. Kompilasi dari berbagai inspirasi. Dia sempurna dari segala sisi. Selalu mengisi, aku Glenn Alinsky, dia Chelsea.
Dalam waktu, akulah menit, dia detiknya.
Dalam hidup,
akulah raga, dialah nyawa. Akulah tahta, dan dia wanitanya. Dia, cukup dia, segalanya.
My lady, buat hidupku lebih sempurna. Warnai indah hariku saat bersama. Temukan arti tulus penuh makna cinta. Seperti garam dan merica ciptakan rasa. Dan takkan ada yang lain yang bisa. Bila satu mampu berikan ku segalanya. Penantian panjang akhirnya tiba. Cukup dia satu, yeah, untuk selamanya.
Di hidupku dialah surga, bagiku dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia. Dialah bintang bagiku anugerah terindah. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia, cukup.
So, if you are coming to Indonesia and would like to experience a very nice experience about the culture deep down into the forest, far from the cities and the parties at the beaches, you might want to come to Baduy in Banten. But unfortunately, from February the 1st until March the 3rd, 2025, for around 1 month, the Inner Baduy area located in Lebak, Banten will be closed for tourists. Why? Because they are entering the period for the Kawalu ritual. This was announced by the customary chief and also the village head of Kanekes, Jaro Oom, on Saturday. And she said that the village government has set the time or the period for the Kawalu ritual, and apparently during this ritual, listener, only certain people can visit. And of course, these people really need a very, very specific exclusive permission to come in for joining the Kawalu tradition. And maybe if you are listening to the Voice of Indonesia, we'll get the information about the Kawalu, which is closed for for tourists. It is closed for tourists. But don't be sad about it, because the Outer Baduy is still visitable by a lot of people, because Baduy is not only one area, but it is a very great area. So if you cannot go into the Inner Baduy, just go to the Outer Baduy and ask for your tour operator to meet them, so that you can learn more the nice experience about our culture.
Lagu yang akan ku nyanyikan, walau gak enak untuk didengar, tapi rasakan dan resapi pesan ini. Pesan singkat ku tulis dari hati, yo mari katakan, Indonesia sangat indah. Oh my,
perbedaan ini anugerah dari Sang Pencipta. Jangan jadikan alasan untuk saling menghindar. Perbedaan ini indah bila dinikmati. Belajar saling menghargai, berbagi sesama saudara. Perbedaan jalan untuk membuat kita menyatukan semua cita yang tertunda. Biar orang memandang dengan sebelah mata, tapi ku yakin kita tetap bersama. Ada gemuk kurus, hitam dan putih, ada tinggi rendah, kaya dan miskin. Hargailah perbedaan dengan caramu sendiri. Berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Dengarkan ini kawan, oh, kulihat Indonesia bermacam manusia, beraneka ragam budaya. Oh sungguh ku kagum padanya, bermacam-macam bahasa, ribuan pulau di sana, tapi kita tetap saudara di bawah panji bineka.
Perbedaan jalan untuk membuat kita menyatukan semua cita yang tertunda. Biar orang memandang dengan sebelah mata, tapi ku yakin kita tetap bersama. Oh yeah. Ada gemuk kurus, hitam dan putih, ada
tinggi, rendah, kaya dan miskin. Hargailah perbedaan dengan caramu sendiri. Berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Tenanglah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri. Karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka. Maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Yang kita buat tentang perbedaan, di mana sesungguhnya perbedaan itu sangat indah, kawan, dan sangat selamat indah. So, respect buat kalian semua.
Another shout for everybody to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok VOI_official, and our YouTube channel VOI Official. Plus, if you are opening the LRA Digital app down the video player or the audio player, you can see the comment section, and befitting to its name, you can give us some comments, questions, inputs about our program. And for you listener, although it's still morning, I'd like to play you this nice song. We have Rio Febrian with Angin Malam, or the Night Wind. And after that, we'll give you the story about welcoming a new baby in Papua. Stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berhembus angin malam, mencekam, menghempas, membelai wajah ayu. Itulah kenangan yang terakhir denganmu. Dekati dirimu, kau diam, tersungging senyuman di bibirmu. Itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu.
tetap berhembus, tak henti, walaupun sampai akhir hidupku. Oh angin malam bawa aku kepadanya.
Indonesia's diversity in tribes, culture, and tradition, which can be found from Sabang to Merauke until now, is still maintained. It is a God's gift that needs to continue to be preserved. Each tribe has its strong regional traditions instilled in everyday life and is guarded from generation to generation. Today, I'll invite you to the most eastern region in Indonesia, Papua, or to be precise, Bikul District, an area directly adjacent to neighboring Papua New Guinea. Bikul, not only known for its history of being the place for the exiling Indonesian freedom fighters, but it is also has a diverse culture and customs still well maintained until today. Among others is Amke Yaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Bikul, the Awiyu. One of the five largest ethnic tribes in Bikul, who inhabit the fastest area in the region. Although modernization has entered and much felt here yet, they still steadfastly uphold their culture and traditions in everyday life. One of them is the tradition of Amke Yaka, which means welcoming a new baby. It is a ceremony carried out by tribes members who belong to the same family to welcome the birth of a baby. This is observed every time a woman in a family is giving birth to a baby. When the labor time comes, the mother will be placed in a small house built by the husband and relatives, which in Awiyu is called Saka, as told by one of Awiyu tribal leaders, Nicolaus Mange.
Her husband has made a special place, so there they go and live. She lives and gives birth there. We call it Saka. The one that he made, he left his former house, which is called Afang. So it is different from the Saka which is made for the mother. After that, they will stay there with Mama Janda, providing food for them. She is the husband's sister, while his brother goes out looking for their meal. They stay there until their labor process is finished. This happens in the Saka.
During labor, an Awiyu mother is temporarily isolated in a small house or Saka. However, she is being taken care of and treated carefully. She is fed by her husband's as well as her own relatives. A mother must observe certain abstinence and is forbidden to meet anybody during the period she is in Saka until her relatives give her the green light to move to a larger house or Afahang to join her family.
In particular, in our Awiyu culture or customs, she mustn't take a bath or a shower before the umbilical cord comes off. If she does, automatically the baby will be sick and the mother as well. So her parents must remind her or her husband who are living there until eventually they are told, yes, you can leave the Saka and go to your own home or Afahang.
Thank you.
of a baby would bring happiness into the family. The same thing goes for the Awuyu tribe. A baby, or Amke, is a welcome with fanfare. All family members will gather in the house and have a big party around the fireplace, eating and drinking together to show their gratitude to the Lord.
It's so until at home, in particular, Sudha parents spend kinds of full cycle, grilled chicken ready. New day says today's says sebentang later come. I may briefly return. Return it dorang Sudha ready to eat sama-sama. Itu suppose they had a shower, eat together at the time, and that's when they customary to greet their little boy.
Every family who attends the festivities rejoices and takes part in the excitement. They carry the baby in turns, circling the fireplace, saying praises for the baby to sleep. It is in the hope that the child will become a good and useful person. The party with all the excitement over the birth of a new baby in the family might be finished, but the value of kinship and family among the Awuyus are getting stronger. The growing process of the child now has become a shared responsibility of the whole tribe. For the Awuyus, once a child has been accepted through the Amke Yaga, he or she has become part of the family. That was Amke Yaga, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digo, the Awuyus.
Sulit untuk lupakanmu, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti
bagai mana ku melihatmu menanggungimu menyayangimu dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti. Bertanya-tanya,
coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagai mana aku melihatmu.
Coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja,
dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Here is the headlines. Lewoto be closed for public, the fourth international Holy Quran competition of Indonesia 2025. And here is the news in detail. The people are warned to avoid activities around the Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki in its Flores East Nusa Tenggara, as quoted by RRI.co.id. Visitors and everyone must not have any activity around 5 km radius from the center of eruption. The head of Geology Agency of the Energy and Mineral Resources, Muhammad Wafid, on Saturday said earthquakes are detected which might trigger an eruption. Moving on to the next one, the 4th International Holy Quran Competition of Indonesia 2025 just ended, and here is a full report by Roa.
Inspiring week. The 4th International Holy Quran Competition of Indonesia 2025 brought together 60 reciters and memorizers from 38 countries. Held in the heart of Jakarta, this event was a testament to the Quran's ability to unite hearts and inspire spiritual excellence. This year's event was more than just a competition. In addition to the recitation and memorization challenges, participants and guests also experienced a breathtaking calligraphy exhibition, where artists showcased their devotion to the Quran by handcrafting its Arabic script. Discussions, workshops, and scholarly panels further enriched the experience, making this event a holistic celebration of Quranic knowledge. The Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasruddin Umar, in the opening ceremony of the competition said, "The theme of our International Quran Competition is the Quran, Environment and Humanity for Global Harmony. Let us explore, express and explain that the Quran is a scripture that guides us to preserve the universe. Through its suggestions, motivations and warnings, it is impossible for us to be obedient and humble servants of God if our natural environment is destroyed. And this is the function of our competition, to remind, resonate, and reawaken the necessity of befriending nature." From the powerful recitations of qaris to the impeccable memorization of young kuffal, each participant brought their unique voice to the competition.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها.
My name is Muhammad Ma'ruf Hussein. I am originally from Bangladesh, but I was raised in Canada, Toronto, Regent Park, Canada. It's actually a pleasure to be here in NTQ International, Indonesia, Quran, International Quran Competition. Yeah. Say that the reciters over here are, subhanAllah, on a different level, the reciters of the Quran that are over here.
As participants gave their best performances on stage, their reactions were closely evaluated by a distinguished panel of judges. Joining us now is Professor Abdul Karim Ibrahim Saleh, an esteemed scholar from Egypt, who will share with us some valuable insights on the competition. These competitions serve as means of cultural exchange between nations. When young people gather around the Quran, there is no doubt that they are coming together for a noble cause.